Of course, you can always see more on our website and Facebook and Twitter as well. Speaking of seeing things, how about that for a transition?
Nice.
The Super Bowl ratings are out from the big game, of course, a couple of nights ago. I will say this, they were down and down heavily from last year. Overall eyeballs on TV, 103.4 million people tuned in to watch Sunday's big game on NBC. 7% drop, though, from last year. And, Michaela, the smallest Super Bowl audience on TV since 2009.
Ouch.
How about that? Now, ratings have been down throughout the year for the NFL and really all of TV because, let's be honest, folks get television and entertainment so many different ways now, whether it be on your smartphone or streaming things, which obviously these numbers don't take into account any folks who may have been legally or illegally streaming the Super Bowl on some sort of device or somehow, some way. But yeah, NFL ratings weren't the only ratings that were down throughout the past year. But last year's Super Bowl, 111 million people tuned in, so that gives you a little bit
comparison
of numbers.
Yeah, there, yeah.
About 8 million, give or take, here or there. The record, though, for viewers in a Super Bowl came against the Patriots and a bird team from 2015 when the Pats beat the Seahawks.
Oh.
The record that year, 114.4 million people.
Them bird teams.
them bird teams. Of course, a bird team won their first one on Sunday. Listen, I'm all for a team winning their first Super Bowl, obviously. You know, Browns have never even been to that point. So
yep.
I was kind of not really rooting, but, you know, it would have been nice to see the Eagles win, in which they actually did.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, speaking of ratings, that episode of This Is Us after the Super Bowl, that was seen by 27 million people. You're not one of them yet, but you have
no.
It on your DVR.
Hulu.
I will say no. Oh, Hulu, I'm sorry.
I'm waiting on Hulu. I couldn't watch that night. I couldn't make it any longer.
I will say no more. But take this into account. It was the most watched entertainment program after the Super Bowl because, you know, that's all these networks line up a big show for after that because mm-hmm. so many people either pass out drunk and leave their TV on, therefore they still get ratings.
That's true.
Or they still are entertained by what's going on and will watch. But it was the most watched entertainment program after the Super Bowl in 6 years.
Yeah.
So,
it's an amazing show.
I'm so far, I'll
Absolutely
be honest,
amazing.
I'm so far behind on This Is Us. I don't even know if I can't get caught up, and I feel like I know too much already about what's happened between from this point to now and in between. I just know too much.
No, it's still every single episode, I cry. Every single one.
Why are they doing this to you, women?
Whether I'm sad, whether I just don't know how I feel, I cry every time.
Why are they pulling on the emotional heartstrings of America? Yeah, every episode is
every single one.
Why do they do that?
Because it keeps us coming back for more. And it makes them money. Yeah. Lots and lots of money.
By the way, the Puppy Bowl on Sunday, did you watch any of that
no.
on Animal Planet?
I should have. Remy would have enjoyed that.
Cute little puppies peeing all over each other and wrestling around with toy footballs and stuff. 3 million people watched that. Biggest audience they had in 14 years. So don't know if you were a Puppy Bowl watcher.
Puppies aren't going to take any political stance. So maybe that's why.
They will kneel to go to the bathroom, but that's about it.
Yeah.
They won't kneel for anything else. Mm-hmm. Hey, that Super Bowl selfie kid, though.
Yes, he's all over the place
listen,
now.
Listen, on Good Morning America, yesterday he was saying his phone, I mean, obviously exploded from friends and people at his school saying, dude, I saw you on TV.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, this kid probably didn't even know who Justin Timberlake was. He probably had a dad. Who's that?
Well, it's funny because if you look at the picture that the Today Show and everyone shared, he looks like he's like so slick about it, like real cool and laid back, and I'm getting a picture.
Got my phone out. Yeah.
But if you look at if you were watching it live, he was like he didn't know what to do. He was looking at his phone. He was going like this.
He crapped himself.
I mean,
what he did.
He was so nervous, and you could tell.
Yeah, he most definitely was. He had probably asked his dad, who's that Justin Timber Pond, right? Is that what she's, no, Timberlake. Got it. But he's been receiving all kinds of
very cool, though.
Phone calls
Super
from
Super Bowl selfies.
Yeah. Every media outlet wants him now, basically. He was wearing that shirt, if you remember.
And every woman wants JT.
You're right. Listen, if this kid now.
Some men, too.
This kid can't get a date. Some men, you know. If you can't get a date, this 13-year-old kid after that, I mean, come on. Come on. Yeah. You don't have a girlfriend by now.
Like, hey, go ahead, honey. Lay your head right here on my shoulder. JT touched it.
JT touched the shoulder. Right. You want me to put your number in my phone, the same phone I took a selfie with with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
The kid's name is
close
Ryan.
Close as many of us will ever get to JT.
Ryan McKenna is the kid's name, and he's basically famous overnight. 15 minutes of fame, that kind of thing. But if you remember, he was wearing a sweatshirt, okay? Now, he's from Boston. He's rooting for the Pats. But he was wearing a sweatshirt that bared the name of a ski resort in Maine. It was Maine's Sunday River Ski Resort. Not only is this kid now getting to be on TV, Good Morning America, that ski resort offered him a free season pass now for the free pub. So he's certainly capitalizing on the whole thing.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, why not?
He's probably going to contemplate every sweatshirt he ever wears now again, just in case.
Right.
What do I want
to free? Or that girlfriend I'm sure he now has after being spotted with JT at the Super Bowl halftime show. He's telling, hey, you want to wear my sweatshirt?
What a cool experience for him.
I mean,
I love JT.
That's his
so
moment.
Personable.
Everybody kind of has their moment, right?
When's mine?
Ours
when
day.
Does JT come up to me and want to take a selfie? When's my moment, Eric?
Maybe you have a Chris Pratt moment down the pipeline that you do not know about.
I will pass out.
Will you?
I will be with Chris Pratt. I will probably pass out.
Would you literally be speechless?
You know, I don't get starstruck. It's not so much that he's a star, it's that he's hot.
Right.
Like, he's really good looking.
Now, what about from a female celebrity aspect? Is there anybody that does it for you that, not on a, you think that's a hot kind
right,
of level, but
right.
anybody that you would, like if you were to come across Oprah, would you be speechless? Like,
I think that I would star-struck? Actually be the opposite with Oprah. I'd want to just talk her ear
there,
off.
Is there a female? There?
I would say, like, someone that I'm really moved by.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Oprah's definitely. How can you not be moved by Oprah? But someone I really would think would be cool to meet would be like a Julia Roberts or... You know, I really like Julia Roberts. Mm-hmm.
Good question. That's a good... You know what? I might write that down. That might be a good poll question.
Yeah.
Something about celebrities. Who would you like to hang with, dead or alive?
Yeah, but no, who I'd like to hang out with? That's a different story. Mila Kunis, for sure. Or Fat Amy.
Who's Fat Amy?
Off Pitch Perfect. Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Definitely want to hang out with her.
So offended that you called her Fat Amy.
I love her.
Hey,
I would hang out with her all day long.
We all know mine. I mean, we all know.
Carrie Underwood.
I mean, come on.
For other reasons. Yeah.
Also, I would honestly have to say, if I met this guy, just because, listen, we're from the same hometown. I taught him everything he knows in terms of basketball.
I'd
be in that guy. I mean, come on. If I met him, that'd be pretty cool.
I don't know if there'd be really much to talk about with LeBron.
I'd like to pick his brain.
I mean, other than basketball.
Say, LeBron, are you leaving or not? You bolting?
Mm. Melissa McCarthy.
Or what?
That's another one. Love to hang out with her. Could you imagine hanging
out
with...
Wow, you named a bunch of actresses there.
Yeah, well, you asked me, because they're my best friends. Ellen DeGeneres. Okay, imagine like a girls' night out with Ellen DeGeneres,
mm-hmm.
Rebel Wilson, Melissa McCarthy, and Mila Kunis. And then Julia Roberts is our DD.
And then she just shows up.
And Oprah makes sure that she bails us out of jail.
Julia's your Uber. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, yeah. And Oprah is the mom that we call and say, hey, we're in jail. Can you come get
Oprah's
us?
Oprah's the one at your mom at home. When you get there, she's cooking your breakfast.
Yes.
And you get eggs.
That
you get
would
eggs.
Be a cool crew right there, for sure.
Anyway, don't know how we went down that path.
You took me there.
Anyway, by the way, if you missed that segment or maybe anything else from Michaela and myself throughout the morning hours, go to the podcast section at WTUZ.com.